All right, good afternoon. Welcome back. Hour number three of Idaho Sports Talk. Caves and Prater, it's time to ask the AD, Kurt Absey, Boise State's athletic director, joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Welcome to our Periscope live video viewers. A JP production on his iPhone, or is it what is it, JP? iFilms production?
It's an iFilms production, Caves.
All right, we'll add it to the list. Kurt Absey did not know he needed to put some makeup on, but we've accommodated him. And, Kurt, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Thanks.
A lot of questions today about football coaches and money and multi-years and all of that. And I think that's always a good place to start is following the money, Kurt, and the transition in these two staffs. I remember Mark Coyle publicly saying, look, some of these coaches coming in didn't have the same experience level as the former staff. Coach Peterson was making over $2 million a year, and we need to reorganize. I don't know what words he used exactly.
Yeah.
So how much different was the pot of money for Boise State football coaches in that transition and where it is now or where it's going?
You're talking about the assistant pool, I assume?
Well, yeah, the whole coaches pool, really.
Well, the assistant pool for football is $2.2 million, and that's very, very similar to what Chris had when he was here, so that did not change much. You know, Brian's salary is a little different because there were some buyout situations with Arkansas State that we had to get involved with. And so, you know, Brian's gradually making his way up after the first couple of years here. But the assistant pool's very, very similar. Mm. And, you know, it's his job to spend that as wisely as he can. We certainly let him move that around if he needs to. But there's a... you know, there's a ceiling to that he can't go over, and he's done a really good job of managing that so far.
So when it comes to the multi-year status of assistants like Marcel, who had a three-year multi-year contract, I remember when it went up to the state board, I don't know if you were back or not. Were you here when this discussion took place?
I wasn't, because I think that happened back in March, maybe, March or April.
It was a hot topic,
yeah,
put it that way.
It took some time to get it done, but we got that done.
It was close. In fact, I watched the video of it. Dr. Custra walked away and came back and said, and it was for Coach Rice, too. He said, you guys got to understand, the college landscape's changed. We have to do things like this. And they kind of got it. I mean, they got it. It clicked in, and they approved things.
Yeah.
There was a fight, though, to understand it. What is the status of that? I mean, Marcel was 1 year remaining on a three-year. Was it a rollover, or did it always have to be re-up?
No, it wasn't a rollover. And in fact, there was two more years left on that contract because he signed that this season. So he had this season, the next season, and then one more season. Mm. So there was two remaining on that. None of our assistant coaches contracts are rollovers. In fact, that football contract with Marcel is actually the only assistant coach on our entire staff, right now at least, that has a multi-year agreement.
So are you interested in doing more of those, especially at the coordinator level? And my more specific question was about buyouts. So I think Marcel had a $75,000 buyout. Is that normal and standard at Boise State for assistant coaches? And what's your general policy and your philosophy on buyouts?
Well, it's actually a state board policy. So if we've got any coach on a multi-year contract, we have to insert a buyout in there. And it makes sense because it covers us. It really isn't a mechanism to keep somebody as much as it is to, you know, you cover vacation pay, you cover moving expenses for a new coach. You know, when someone leaves like that, it costs us money. And so we put those in. That's something the state board wanted when we approached them with Marcel's three-year deal. We've got it in all of our head coaches' contracts, at least the ones that are multi-year. So I think it's a good policy, and we'll stick with that. Right now, Marcel's contract was the only one, like I said, from an assistance standpoint, that's more than 1 year.
So. Will it be your preference and Coach Harson's preference to make sure that these next two coordinators, Andy included, have long-term contracts?
I wouldn't say it's a priority. I think that's a negotiation. I know that he and I are working on getting Andy's together. There's been some conversations, obviously, about that. We also talked to the person who's receiving the contract. You know, some guys don't want that. Some guys don't want to buy out, so maybe they're good with just 1 year. We haven't really approached or gone down the road of offering that to other assistants, even the other coordinator up to this point. So I wouldn't say that that's something we're trying to get done. And again, I think that's a conversation that you have to have with somebody new coming in, if that's even something, you know, that they want. A lot of guys will say, hey, I want to be protected, you know. So we'll go down that path if we have to. But that's a conversation that's being had right now with Coach Harse and Coach Avalos and myself. And, you know, hopefully we're close to getting that done.
Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, our guest, ask the AD, hashtag it, and tweet it away at KTAK 931 FM. Do you have carte blanche to offer more multi-year contracts, or would you have to go back to the state board if you wanted to offer one to a basketball assistant or to a new offensive coordinator that Coach Harsin may be hiring?
Well, we have to go back, okay, without a doubt. And I would never say that it's automatic that they're going to be good with it. I will say that I think they've been very open to the conversation, which is good. I appreciate that. There's no guarantees. We certainly probably have to state our case when we go down that road.
Wow.
You know, this is something that was new territory for Boise State, and I'm thankful that Dr. Custer was able to speak up. But I also thank the board for just being open-minded and at least being willing to listen to the rationale behind something like that. And but again, no guarantees, but that is certainly something that we run by that board before we offer something like that.
Do you anticipate any tweaks to Coach Harsin's contract in the offseason? I think the 8-win bonus 1-year rollover kicked in.
Yeah.
Anything else that you anticipate changing to that contract?
No, I don't. We haven't talked about that. To be honest, you know, he's been going 100 miles an hour right now trying to get his staff filled, and obviously they're on the road right now recruiting. So once recruiting's over, Coach Harsin and I will sit down, and I'm sure we'll talk about all those things. But I don't anticipate a lot of changes. We just redid that last year after the Fiesta Bowl. So I think Brian feels really good about his deal, and we're happy about it. And, you know, a negotiation with a head coach, if you're doing it every year, that means he's getting something done. And I'm not going to lie, it's a pain in the butt, but I'd rather have to worry about that because we're doing great. And, you know, if someone's doing a good job here, and we try to do what we can to keep them. So.
Well, we see that Eli Drinkwitz moved on with a 3-year contract. I think Marcells was 2 years at Arizona. It seems at the Power 5 level, Brady Hoke signed a 3-year deal at Oregon. Around us, that's going to be standard for these coordinators very soon. So how will that impact a Boise State? Will it get to that point? Are you seeing that?
I think it probably depends on who you're getting. So, for example, you probably have to be a little bit more open-minded if you're actually bringing in someone from a school that already has a job. Because, you know, there's got to be a little bit of a lure, and maybe that's a way to, you know, convince or recruit someone from another program who may be completely happy, but, you know, maybe they think that Boise State's a better opportunity. And if that's part of the negotiation that helps get someone of that quality on our staff, that's certainly something that we would consider.
Yeah, but you'd have to go back to the state board once again.
Right.
And
there
won't be ever a situation where you'll have carte blanche to do that? Or is it that in their bylaws?
You know, I don't know. I'm just pleased that they're open to having the conversation and giving us the opportunity to explain why, you know, and they've been very good about that, and we can't do it without them. Obviously, at the end of the day, they're the ones that need to bless this thing, and we've taken their suggestions into account when we're putting these deals together, and there's some things in there that they want to see that protects us, which I appreciate. And as long as they're open to having the conversation, and I'm good. And so far, at least since I've been here, they've been great to work with. And you know, Dr. Custer has a great relationship with them. We need to make sure that we're transparent and we're upfront. We don't surprise them. And I think, you know, up to this point, and I don't want to speak for them, but I think they've been pleased at the way we go about things.
Kurt, before the big money started hitting the Power Fives and specifically the Pac-12 and the TV contract money really changed as they took their own networks and their payouts were, who knows, would you say, Prater, $16 million, $15 million,
the number that's been widely reported is $20 million plus. They'll tell you it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 million.
Okay, whatever the number is, it's bigger than anything the Mountain West teams are getting. It seemed to me before that hit, the Boise State football coaching staff on the top end, even Pete included, the coordinators and some of the assistants, when I would benchmark it against the Pac-12, they were in the top third of the Pac-12 for a long time. And it seems now, when I look at the new numbers being thrown around by these teams with the new TV money, that's not the case anymore.
Right.
And I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, I think the game's changed. I mean, in terms of the money.
Yeah.
I mean, these coordinators make $600-700 bills. Yeah,
there's no question about that. What I can say that I'm very proud of is, you know, our assistant pool in football, other than, if I remember reading that, you guys might have seen that in USA Today. They did a ranking of the assistant pools in football. And of the conferences not in the non-Power Five, only Central Florida, maybe, and Army had a bigger assistance pool than we do.
Wow.
And, you know, we're tops in the Mountain West. And so from a competitive standpoint, now, you know, if you want to compare us to Texas or Florida State or Alabama or something like that, I think that's unfair anyways. We're not, you know, that's apples and oranges. So I feel really good about where we're at. But it's a challenge. You know, $2.2 million.
Right.
that's a big number. But I also think that if you invest into that, at least up to this point, we've certainly got our money's worth. And I think we've surrounded ourselves with an incredible staff. Obviously, there's been some changes this year, and we've addressed most of those. But I think that we've put together a program at Boise State, regardless of who is coaching, where it's a good place to work. The pay is good for living in a city like Boise, Idaho. Like I said, if you want to compare it to a Big Five conference salary, I don't think that's fair. But at the level that we're at compared to the other conferences that I guess we're a part of, we're on the upper end. And from a facility standpoint, everything we're doing, this is a good job. This is a good place to be. And I'm just really happy that we've been able to continue to improve that. And I think it shows in the win-loss column.
Does Coach Harsin's money, most of it, if not all of it, still come from outside private sources? And is it the same with the assistance pool, the $2.2 million?
Yes.
It's not tied into, you know, the general athletic department fund.
No.
You go out and outside raise that $4 million a year or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, it's not like we go out and raise $5 million for coaches' salaries. I mean, we've got a lot of different ways we do that. It could be monies that are donated to the BAA. It could be season ticket sales. It could be coaches' club revenue. It could be come from sponsorship revenue. That's all outside income that we're responsible to bring in. So when you make those promises, the good thing about that is when you're talking to people that have an interest in your program and want to help out, they can see where it's going. You know, it's not like we're hiding it and not telling them where it's going. It's going into the product. In
right.
fact, I address donors all the time, and we talk about, you know, what's our commitment to our fan base? What do we owe them? Well, what we owe them is a product that they can be proud of, it that they want to support. And not just on the field, academically, you know, kids doing the right thing in the community, succeeding in the classroom. That's what we owe the people, in my opinion, and our students and our university. We owe them that we make sure that we're putting together a product that this city and this community can feel good about supporting. And I think we've done a really good job of that.
How difficult is it to feed the $2.2 million beast? I mean, I've heard that with the percentage that's so heavy into that, it does strain the cash flow. It does strain resources throughout the department. So if people think it's basically a riverbed of cash flowing down Boise River into your offices, I don't think that's accurate.
Well, in my experience, anything that costs $2.2 million is hard to pay for.
And now you're paying for cost of attendance.
Exactly, yeah. It's never ending. But again, you know, I go back to that product and the quality of it. You guys have been here a long time. I mean, just think about how far we've come.
Right.
In a short period of time. And so, but we can't do it if people don't come to the games and if people don't donate to our program and companies don't sponsor their advertising and all the things that go into that. And all we can do is make sure that When they give their money to us, that we find a way for them to justify that. And I believe we do that by putting together a product that people could be proud of. And I'm really happy of what we've done to this point.